welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, good morning, Starshine. We've got some wonderful wake-ups. At intermission, we have tea, sort of, with cabaret star Natalie Douglas. We'll talk about the music on her latest album, Human Heart, and her special connection to the title track. In Act Two, One Song, Three Ways, and Jim Caruso joins us in a tribute to the great Julie Wilson. Lights are dimming now in our virtual house, and the orchestra is warming up for the overture. Tonight we'll hear from one of the top shows on Broadway right now, the 2011 stage adaptation of Disney's Aladdin. Was the overture to Aladdin, music by Alan Menken. So, when I mention a show tune that involves the goodness of morning, what comes to mind? Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma, or Good Morning from Singing in the Rain, or Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray? Yeah, I love those too, but we're not hearing any of those. No, I dug a little deeper for some less immediate morning songs, and even had to break a personal rule for one of them, but it was just too good. Now, first up, Zazu the Hornbill gives Lion King Mufasa the morning report. It is, dare I say, a hoot. And after that, a delightful ode to breakfast. And it's a little scratchy, but the song is so worth it because it's performed by its composer, Cole Porter.
It's an honor and a privilege, a duty I perform with due sense of decorum and with pride. With deference and great respect, very much the norm, plus a hint of sycophancy on the side. To lay before my ruler all the facts about his realm, to fill him in on all the beastly news.
Yes, yes, Zazu, get on with it.
In order that his majesty stand sturdy at the helm, aware of all the fauna's latest views.
Zazu, the morning report.
Yes, sire, the morning report. Chimps are going ape, giraffes remain above it all. Elephants remember, though just what I can't recall. Crocodiles are snapping up fresh offers from the banks. Showed interest in my nest egg, but I quickly said, no thanks. We haven't paid the hornbills, and the vultures have a hunch. Not everyone invited will be coming back from lunch. This is the morning report. Gives you the long and the short. Every grunt, roar and snort, not a tale I distort, on the morning report.
What are you doing, son?
Pouncing.
Ah, let an old pro show you how it's done.
The buffalo have got a
Stay
beef about this season's grass. Warthogs have been thwarted in attempts to save their gas.
Yes,
flamingos
go
in the paint and chasing secretary Not birds. Saffron is the season's color seen in all the herds. Moving
Take
down the
slow.
Rank and file to near the bottom
One
rung.
More
Far
step.
Too many beetles are quite frankly in the dung.
Pounce!
This is the morning report. Gives you the
long and the short. Every grunt, roar and snort. Not a
Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the holy pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's and here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore. Why don't the poets go into rhyme and rave about it more? For only then can a man forget the sweat and the worries of his baneful lot, as he calmly enjoys his toast and most of all for Brisbane. Breakfast time on other days means bolting at fever heat, but on Sunday morning there's the time when a man has time to eat and eat when a man
I hope that's exactly how you felt about your breakfast this morning. That was Cole Porter with Sunday Morning Breakfast Time. And by the way, we will have another Cole Porter moment later in the show. And first in our pairing there, Elton John and Tim Rice got to have fun and show off with The Morning Report. The cast of The Lion King were led by Jeff Hoyle as Zazu. That show opened in 1997, won the 1998 Best Musical Tony, and is, as of this taping, not only still open, but the number three selling musical on Broadway. Now on to The Rule Breaker. Now, it's not set in stone or anything, but my personal rule for this program is to not play two songs from the same production in any given month. I just want to make sure there's a lot of variety for you and that I don't accidentally just play my favorite stuff over and over. Because really, there are not that many of you that would enjoy listening to Sweeney Todd every single week quite as much as, say, I would. Okay, some of you would, I know, so yay. But anyway, I just played something from Hair like two episodes ago, but this song is so adorable, I just had to play it. Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning, Starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, Starshine. Starshine, you lead us along, my love and me as we
Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what they were singing when it sounded like they were saying tubi, ubi, walla, nubi, abanaba, don't bother looking up the lyrics. I did that for you. What they are saying is tubi, ubi, walla, nubi, abanaba, which is about as coherent as I am before I get my coffee in the morning, so it's oddly appropriate, really. Oh, there's the ding, and lights are coming up in our virtual house, so it's time for intermission. You better grab a comfy spot in the lounge, because Natalie Douglas is here, and you will be glued to your seat. Natalie is a cabaret star. She's won many awards for her work as a performer, sells out houses everywhere, and even has her picture hanging on the Birdland Jazz Club Wall of Fame in New York City. Natalie has a new album out. She sold out her release concert at Birdland. And we had tea, sorta, and we talked about her latest album, Human Heart, and her connection to its music. I'm having tea with Natalie Douglas right now. Although, actually, Natalie Douglas is having tea in a tea house in New York, and I'm drinking coffee in a studio in Interlaken, but, you know, close enough. Pass the cucumber sandwiches, Kate. Natalie.
They're delicious.
Yeah, they are. So, I'm going to jump right in. How do you decide? Okay. You just had this new CD come out. How do you decide when you have the right material to make a new CD?
Well, in this instance, we went into the studio specifically to create a new CD. So it has been 10 years since my last CD was released. So I have amassed a bunch of material in that time, scats and scats of it. So we actually went into the studio over 2 days and recorded live with the rhythm section, which was really fun. And we got 24 songs. So that was just a year ago, mid-April. So when we decided to start the editing process and mixing and adding in other instruments and finishing the arrangements and all that, I looked at the list and realized that all of these songs sort of fall into two categories. There's one set that's kind of in the jazz, Great American Songbook, show tune place, songs in many cases that I learned when I was really little and, you know, I grew up loving, and in some cases songs that I came to later. And then the other set are sort of the songs of my childhood, the 70s, Southern California, pop, rock, folk, country hybrid that, you know, the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt and Carla Bonoff and that kind of thing. So they kind of fell into those two camps. And oddly enough, it was as if 12 of one and 12 of the other. I mean, it was really, I didn't set out to do that, but that's what happened. So selecting songs for the CD was really easy. There are 12 songs I truly love and that I wanted to sing and do in this way, you know.
One of the tunes is a show tune, The Human Heart, and it's also the title track of the record. So was that the plan all along? Did you say, I kind of want to align these behind or with The Human Heart, or did it come after you'd selected all the music?
It really came after we looked at the music. I had, you know, lots of brainstorming with my husband and our dear friend Brian Nash, who's a brilliant musical director and was our producer on this album, and Mark Harbin, my brilliant musical director. I mean, we talked a lot about where we would pull a title, or from where we would pull a title, and. You know, the thing is, this album actually turned out to be, in many ways, a touchstone, reminiscent of my relationship to what I call the ancestors and all the people who went before and create, you know, this world that we live in now, and for good and for ill, but especially the people who made sacrifices so that artists like myself, artists of color, can be in a more comfortable position as we pursue our art than they were, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago. It's not perfect now, don't get me wrong, but we're moving in the right direction, I think. And Human Heart, The Human Heart in particular, from Once on This Island, is a song that I've always loved. I saw the show in January, I guess, of 91. the first time it was on Broadway, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was brilliant and wonderful, and then years later, I went to the concert. There was a Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS benefit concert in 2002 that a whole bunch of us went to. It was two concerts in one day, and it was just the atmosphere in the room was so loving, and there was such a sense of community among all the actors and performers in the room and playwrights, and you know, it was just like a family kind of night filling this theater. And as soon as the show started, I had forgotten that in the interim, since I had last seen the show, I discovered that I was adopted in 2000. And so when the story began telling the tale of a little girl who's adopted by two older people, I was a wreck. I mean, I just, I mean, it doesn't, you know, parallel my life precisely or anything, but I just felt particularly emotionally connected and moved by the material. And the lyrics of this song are just, they touch me. They just speak to me. And I think it's kind of the message, because some of the songs on the album are a little tough emotionally. They deal with things that are hard. You know, Strange Fruit is not a fun tune.
Right.
But it's truth, and it's part of our history, and it belongs to us. And unfortunately, it's rather pertinent, you know, to our present moment. So, you know, I think that the human heart kind of encapsulates this notion of all of the, you know, this sort of gestalt of human beings, that we have light and we have dark, and we have, you know, good and we have not so good, and we have, you know, happy and we have despair, and it's all human and it's all part of us. And we only really get into trouble when we start trying to pretend that, you know, the dark stuff doesn't exist. We don't have to live in it, we don't have to act in it, but you know, it's there.
The courage of a dreamer, the innocence of you, the failures and the foolishness that lead us to the truth, the hopes that make us happy, hopes that don't come true, and all the love there ever was, I see this all in you. You are part of the human. Of those who took the journey and managed to endure, the ones who knew such tenderness, the ones who felt so sure, the ones who came before you, others yet to come, and those who you will teach it to, and those you learned it from.
Yeah.
That was Natalie Douglas with The Human Heart by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty from Once on This Island. Now, I love what she does with that song. It's like you can hear her individual moments of connection with it. And after you've heard her story, it just makes so much sense. It's also the title track to her new album, Human Heart, and we'll have a link at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, and oh, yep, there's the bell. Thank you, Natalie Douglas, for the song and the story and the crumpets, and please come have tea with us again. Mwah! We begin Act Two with An American in Paris, a musical inspired by the 1951 Gene Kelly film. The current Broadway iteration is packing houses at the moment, partly because the show is packed with great songs by George and Ira Gershwin. We're about to hear I've Got Beginner's Luck, originally heard in the 1937 show Shall We Dance. After that, we'll hear from the 2013 musical The Light Princess by ethereal singer-songwriter Tori Amos. The song, My Own Land, sets up the central conflict for the show. A prince and princess from rival countries both suffer from the magical effects of grief. He hasn't smiled in years, and she distances herself from sadness by floating above the world. No, for real, they use wires and acrobats and stuff. And as it comes time for them to take their crowns, they go to war.
I've got beginner's luck. The first time that I'm in love with you. Gosh, I'm lucky. I've got beginner's luck. There never was such a smile or such eyes of blue. Gosh, I'm fortunate. This thing we've begun is much more than a pastime. For this time is the one where the first time is the last time. I've got beginner's luck, lucky through and through. For the first time that I'm in love with you. got beginner's luck, lucky through and through. 'Cause the first time that I'm in love, the very first time that I'm in love, the first time that I'm in love with you.
The prize there in chaos, you are ready, you must mobilize.
This is it.
Now soar, my friend, up into your realm of levity. While I stay grounded here, underneath the thumb of gravity.
I submit to my fate, no choice. This decisive moment was foretold.
Since mother died, I've trained for the day the blue lad sees the gold.
Everything is changing here on Sealand shores.
And you must kill the light, princess.
The war to end all.
Something I want to tell you.
I know brother's dead, but I'm happy on cloud nine.
Daughter, don't be absurd. You are now the future queen, and you are not a bird.
Not a bird, not a plane, a girl, just without a grain of gravity. Below is gloom and woe, up above a life of liberty. Shut away out of sight with her. That was what you chose, but I don't mind. I failed at life out there. Father, I would rather stay confined.
Everything is changing here in Lagobert.
The crime means you're the crown princess.
I won't go down to hell.
Dear friend, destiny is calling.
No, it's not. I can't stand my own land.
My own land.
Make her wield a spear, dust off her crown. Reassure the people and with your feet on the ground.
I float like a leaf in the sky, in a neverland immune to pain.
Well, now there's some weight.
Is that all for her?
Are they insane? Things are looking very dim, like a scene from Brothers Grimm. I've got deja vu, I'm 6 years old, and where's my mother?
She can't ride a horse because she is light.
She can't wield a spear as if she can fight.
The day the queen died, the pangs and the pain.
But Althea laughed, there's ice in her veins.
She won't make a queen because she is light.
Because she is light, she is light.
You look like Richard III.
Althea Selma is a
these shackles into smithereens.
It's not in me to rebel.
Digby, don't forget your mother.
You're no hero like your brother.
King Ignatio, Dylan Constantine.
Our majestic shores and rivers blue hold no candle.
Darius, Phineas, Mortimer.
desert gold by the ton. But it's worth nothing without my son.
Father, what do I do?
The speech.
Sealand warriors.
Lagobel and friends.
Thanks to the bravest of you, Alexander is dead.
I know you weep for Alexander.
We've just heard his sister is out of her tower. The lame king thinks a flying girl will succeed him.
I assure you, these hands have been trained to ride and fight all the way to Sealand's precious coast. I'm Cleopatra, Gloriana, Boudica.
We'll cross the wilderness, enter their desert, execute king and daughter, and plunder their gold. Sealand evermore!
Don't laugh. Surely you can see this is serious.
But Boudica, father, that's a bit silly, isn't it? I'm nothing like Alexander, am I? I can't be!
Princess, swallow your sighs. Rise above their sorrow and lies. Why don't you go where there's no woe? Up in the skies where no one cries.
Declares war on us.
Everything is changing.
Everything is changing now.
Everything is changing.
I will fight to expand
my own land.
God help Lagobel,
Sealand evermore.
God help Lagobel,
Sealand evermore.
Prince Nick Hendricks and Princess Rosalie Craig, as Digby and Althea, respectively, and the cast of Tori Amos's The Light Princess brought us My Own Land. And before that, Robert Fairchild sang I've Got Beginner's Luck by George and Ira Gershwin from An American in Paris. And now, one song, three ways. As promised earlier in the show, this is going to be a Cole Porter moment. I was thinking about one of my favorite songs of his, Miss Otis Regrets. Now, he wrote it as kind of a party trick for a friend in 1934, and eventually he put it into the show Hi Diddle Diddle. Now, the song is written from the perspective of a butler explaining to society types the tragic reason why Miss Otis is unable to lunch. Now, this is a fantastic song. It's hilarious, it's fun to sing, and loaded with irony. It can be done any number of ways. We will hear three, and they are totally different and totally brilliant. First up is Ethel Waters, who recorded Miss Otis Regrets with the Tommy Dorsey Band the year it was written. Now, musically, it's a stately ballroom blues, and she comes at it with an arch charm as one society lady to another entre nous.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her to the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Ethel Waters sang Miss Otis Regrets with one beautifully lifted eyebrow throughout. And now we'll move from her sophisticated milieu to slapstick Bette Midlerville. Okay, now here's the thing. Ethel gave it to us pretty straight there, but this song is admittedly absurd. So Bette Midler takes that absurdity and just goes with it, which is, when you're Bette Midler, what you do. And you do it like the twisted genius you are.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. And she's sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. From the jail, madam, they strung her up on the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch. Miss Otis regrets she's unable.
Yay! That was Bette Midler's gleefully ghoulish Miss Otis Regrets. So we've heard the song Deadpan and Slapstick. Now, our last performer, Julie Wilson, brings her signature contemplative style to the song. It's like she's seen the joke, she gets it, but she kind of shrugs that off and just tells the story.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
That was Julie Wilson in 1990, bringing thoughtful compassion to Cole Porter's Miss Otis Regrets. Julie, a cabaret legend, passed away almost exactly a year ago in April 2015. She was born in Omaha, Nebraska in 1921 and won the title of Miss Nebraska at 17. Then she went on to New York to sing in clubs like the Latin Quarter and the Copacabana. She performed roles on Broadway and received a Tony nomination for Peter Allen's Legs Diamond, but she was mostly known as a singer. Julie Wilson recorded albums and gave live concerts until 2008, and you could recognize her in a second by her beautiful face, slinky gowns, and slicked back hair with a gardenia behind her ear. The New York Times said that many people called her the Queen of Cabaret. I called Jim Caruso, a performer and a host who's written extensively about the cabaret scene, to talk about Julie. Jim Caruso, thanks so much for being here with us.
Are you kidding? I would do anything for you, and certainly anything to talk about Julie Wilson.
And she was so... Here's the big question, just one question about Julie, Jim, which is that everything I've ever read about her, written by anyone, you or anyone, or everything I've ever heard said about her, has always been done with enormous love.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, everybody loved Julie. And I think, I mean, beyond her being just extraordinarily talented and wickedly funny and ravishingly good looking, we loved her because she loved everyone. We used to laugh that she'd show up at the opening of an envelope. She loved being out. She loved getting dressed and going and seeing performers and being gorgeous, and she was unbelievably supportive of other performers. And I don't just mean superstars. I mean kids who had never done a cabaret act would send her an invitation in the mail to come see their show that was running at some evil downtown basement, you know the places, mm-hmm. on Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. and she'd be there cheering them on. And she'd come to camp. You know, I host Cast Party every Monday night at Birdland, as you know, which is an open mic night. And so there would be superstars and there would be beginners and, you know, chorus kids from Broadway shows, and she'd cheer with her arms up in the air. I mean, it was a very physical, visceral thing for her. And then she'd call me over and she would pinch my cheeks and look me right in the face and say, "You are so funny. Do you know that? Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about." So we all loved her for all of the obvious reasons, the same reasons her audiences loved her. But we loved her because she loved us right back with the same ferocity that she sang with on stage.
Yeah, and that love was entirely mutual, absolutely. And she did have, she had this incredible stage presence.
It was unlike anything I'd ever seen. I mean, I knew Julie, I guess, the last 30 years of her life. I guess I knew her kind of a long time. But my gosh, nobody told a story through a song like Julie Wilson. Nobody.
Yeah, and she really knew how to finesse her voice to make it work with that storytelling.
Oh, my gosh. And she picked material that was so appropriate. You know, a lot of Sondheim. I mean, she really, really dug into those lyrics. And everybody says, oh, the lyrics mean everything to me. And, you know, then you go see their show and you think, those lyrics don't mean anything to you. At least I'm not getting that, you know, you might be feeling it, but I'm not getting it. But with her, it was, I mean, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up. And it was truly a woman who brought all of her years to the stage in the best way.
I'm about to ask you, what is your favorite Julie Wilson song? Yay. I mean, there are so many and so many to choose from. We've already had one great one in this show. What should we listen to?
I'll tell you. I loved her doing Rodgers and Hart. I loved her doing, you know, Cole Porter. I mean, she knew these people. She knew that style. But to watch her sing I'm Still Here by Stephen Sondheim was like nothing you'd ever seen. If you just think of the lyric alone, plush velvet sometimes just pretzels and beer, top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. She lived that song, her career, being a superstar and then just being a mom and then coming back, making that amazing comeback that she did. She ended most of her shows with that song, and it's how I will remember her forever. The fierceness, the anger that she sings with is totally different than anybody else I'd ever see do the song. But Julie Wilson sang it with fire, and I can't wait to listen to it again with you.
Thank you, Jim. And we'll let Julie serve as both our 11 o'clock number and finale this week.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression, was I depressed? Nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here.
Windsor and Wally's affair, and I'm here. Amos and Andy, Mahjong and platinum hair, but I'm here. I got through AB's Irish Rose, 5 Dion babies, Major Bose, had heebie-jeebies for BB's bathosphere. I lived through Brenda Fraser, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rest cures, religion and pills, but I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie tool, got through it stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black Sable one day, next day it goes into Hawk, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow eyed vamp, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs and I'm here. I've gotten through Hey Lady, Aren't You Who's This? Wow, what a looker you were. Or better yet, Sorry, I Thought You Were Who's This? Whatever happened to her? Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've run the gamut, A to Z, 3 cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I've been there, and I'm here. Look who's here, I'm still here.
That was the Queen of Cabaret, Julie Wilson, in memory of the first anniversary of her passing at the age of 90. Godspeed, Julie. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the lights come up, and we end another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Thanks for being here tonight. Find all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Michael Culler engineered our show. Sally Isley was our executive producer. Many thanks to Natalie Douglas for an inspirational intermission and to Jim Caruso for sharing his thoughts about Julie Wilson. This is Interlochen Public Radio. It's the last weekend in April, so let's have Carol Burnett take us out with April Showers. See you in the aisles.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. When you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. Showers may come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets. It's raining violets, and when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. Whenever April showers.